Once the Oron was taken away, and there is a discussion, really a machlokes tanoim, about where exactly the Oron disappeared to. According to some, it was hidden by Yosho HaMelech. But from the fact that this Mishnah says that the Oron was taken, not that it was hidden, but it was taken, we are going to understand that this Mishnah holds that when Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, he took the Oron as well. Be it as it may, once the Oron was no longer there, during the second Beis HaMikdash, Evin HaYisasham, there was a stone there in the Kodesh HaKodashim, which had been there mostly in the Nevi'im HaRishonim from the days of the first prophets. Not literally the first prophets, but this is referring to Shmuel Hanavi and David HaMelech. They discovered this stone, Ushasiyah HaSonikreis. It was called the Evan HaShasiyah, the foundation stone, because David HaMelech and Shmuel Hanavi discovered and realized that this was the stone from which the entire world was created. This was the first part of the earth to be created at this point, and that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So even though the Oron was taken, that remained there. It reached the height of 3 fingers, the width of 3 fingers, and on top of that stone, the Kohen Gadol would place the Ketores, he would place the shovel of coals on top of there, and then the Ketores onto that shovel, on top of the Evin HaShasiyah.